Chapter 3.
Me? No, I've never been married.
The handsome stranger, with the neatly trimmed salt-and-pepper beard, filled Catherine's wine glass again.
To be truthful, I don't feel I have a lot to offer a woman.
Oh, come on, said Catherine, giggling. I'm sure that's not true.
Why was she giggling? She didn't giggle. Was it the wine? She should probably eat something. She picked a wedge of fried potato from Chaz's untouched dish. He had ordered it and then passed out before it had arrived. Not bad.
You're very handsome.
He was. He was tall and slim without being gangly. He filled out his purple silk suit very nicely. And that suit. If anyone had been wearing that suit in Mississippi, they would have either been taken for a pimp or laughed out of the bar. This guy, though, and only this guy, might have been able to get away with it.
Oh, sure, said the man. I'm handsome and charming, and I've got a bit of money and a house, and...
And you're so modest.
They laughed together at that. Catherine honked out a laugh like an asthmatic goose. What was wrong with her? She clapped her hands over her face.
You're very funny, he said.
Catherine put her palms on the pointed tips of her ears, trying to will away the warmth in them.
I have my moments. So what is it you think you don't have to offer a woman?
Intimacy.
He took a sip from his own goblet. It wasn't like the cheap glass that Catherine was drinking from. She guessed it was a special cup the owner kept behind the bar for his more high-profile clientele.
I value my privacy. A woman is like a dog in constant need of attention.
He reached a hand down to pat Butterbean. The wolf growled at him. He smiled and moved his hand away.
Hush, Butterbean, snapped Catherine.
Hold on. A woman is like a dog? She looked up into the man's cloudy gray eyes.
You're so right.
She put her elbow up on the bar and rested her head on her hand.
But you don't seem so private to me.
The man smiled.
No, indeed not. I must seem talkative to the point of rudeness. I offer my humble apologies. Look, I've talked your friend there into a coma.
No, that wasn't you. He shouldn't have been drinking. He's having some trouble with his, constitution?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right, said Catherine. Dave says he'll regain 1 point back for every day he rests.
I must admit that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all pretty new to me as well.
You are a fascinating creature.
You're pretty fascinating yourself.
Why don't you come back to my place? I've got a bottle of wine at home made from berries that can only be found in the Grimblood Mountains.
Sounds great.
We can bring your friend along as well.
Okay.
Catherine stood up.
Come on, Butterbean.
I'm sorry, said the man. The wolf will have to stay behind.
He stared into Catherine's eyes.
Is that going to be a problem?
Catherine faltered.
No, I guess not. Stay here, Butterbean. I'll come back for you.
Butterbean laid his head on the floor and whimpered.
Barman, my coach!
The giant red-haired monster behind the bar bowed his horned head slightly.
Right away, sir.
He shot a look over at a... whatever those short people were called. Tim was one. He dropped the mop he was holding and ran out the door.
And...
the man in the purple suit waited until he had the bartender's attention again.
Would you mind?
Of course, sir.
The beast picked up Chaz's unconscious body by the arm and carried him to the entrance of the tavern like a hefty bag. Catherine and the man in the purple suit followed the beast outside. After a minute or two, a small black carriage pulled up, drawn by the most horrific-looking horse Catherine had ever seen. Its lips were drawn back, exposing an incomplete set of yellowed, rotten teeth poking out of thin black gums. Its milky white eyes didn't appear to be focused on anything in particular. Its skin was mottled with patches of gray hair and clung tightly to its bones. The poor thing looked emaciated. In spite of its appearance, the horse trotted forward as if it were in the prime of its well-fed youth. Catherine took a step back as the horse clopped by her. The man in the purple suit put a reassuring hand on her shoulder and turned her to the waiting carriage. The little man hopped out and stepped out of the way. The purple-suited man helped Catherine into the carriage and then followed after her. The red monster tossed Chaz down on the seat opposite them.
"Home!" the man called out.
The carriage immediately started moving. As the carriage pulled away, Catherine heard the big bartender let out a sigh. If she hadn't known any better, she would have thought it was a sigh of relief.